In this bulletin, convicted child sex offender George Pell faces a pre-sentence hearing. The PM calls on states and territories to support the Royal Commission into abuse in the disability sector. And in the A-League, Bruno Fornarelli leaves Melbourne City. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia's highest-ranking Catholic, George Pell, has arrived at court for a pre-sentence hearing after he was found guilty of molesting two choir boys in 1996. He may be remanded in custody, but his lawyers will apply for bail in the Court of Appeal in a separate hearing scheduled for this afternoon. Melbourne Archbishop Peter Comaselli has apologised to abuse victims and says his key task will be to rebuild trust in the church. It comes after the Vatican described as painful the news of George Pell's conviction for abusing two choir boys in the 1990s. The Vatican insists Pell has the right to defend himself until the appeals process is completed, and Archbishop Comaselli has told the ABC he backs that sentiment. Pope Francis has also confirmed that the so-called precautionary measures already taken against the Cardinal will continue, including a ban on him having contact with children. Pell is no longer the Vatican's treasurer. Meanwhile, abuse victim advocates are coming to terms with the conviction and now believe there's no reason the Pope can't remove the Cardinal from the prestigious Vatican position. The coordinator of bishopaccountability.org, a website that tracks priests accused or convicted of child abuse, and Barrett Doyle, says she's questioning Pell's right to retain his position.
This is a matter of whether a man who has been documented not only to be ruthless towards victims, to have covered up for abusers, but now is convicted of child sex crimes himself, is he still worthy to hold the third most powerful post in the Roman Catholic Church?
And the head of Australia's Law Council has called for a review into suppression orders to ensure consistency across the country to keep up with the internet. It comes after the news of the conviction of Cardinal Pell, one of Pope Francis' most trusted aides and advisers, for abusing two choir boys in the 1990s. The conviction was delivered unanimously in December, but could only be reported on following the removal of suppression order yesterday. Many international media outlets published the news last year. Law Council of Australia President George Moses has told the ABC the laws are outdated. Briefly in overseas news, United States President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are both in Vietnam ahead of their second summit in less than a year. The pair will meet face-to-face at 6:30 p.m. local time, where they will have a brief one-on-one conversation before dinner. Further discussions will continue into Thursday, where the two leaders are expected to discuss progress towards ridding the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons. An inquest has heard an Iranian refugee who set himself on fire on Nauru would have had up to a 95% chance of survival had he been treated in Australia. Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital burns specialist Jason Miller treated 24-year-old Ahmed Masumali about 30 hours after he burned himself in April 2016, saying he died from organ failure. Dr. Miller has told the Brisbane Coroner's Court that based on Mr. Masumali's age and the fact around half his body was burned, the injuries would have had a death rate of 5-10% under his care. To football, and Bruno Fornarelli has left Melbourne City after he agreed to terms to leave the A-League side immediately. The Uruguayan agreed a severance package with City after his infamous falling out with under fire manager Warren Joyce. Fornarelli is expected to sign a deal to join rivals Perth Glory, but is unable to join the title hopefuls until next season. 31-year-old has had an impressive career, setting an A-League record for goals in his debut campaign, but injury got the better of him in the 2017-18 season. Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of today. In Perth, it's mostly sunny and 32. In Adelaide, hot and sunny, 38. Sunny in Melbourne, 30. Mostly sunny in Hobart, 22. In Canberra, fine weather and 30 degrees. In Wollongong, a possible shower, 24. In Sydney and Newcastle, similar conditions, tops of 28. In Brisbane, a possible shower and 29. In Cairns, a shower or two, 30 degrees. And in Darwin, also a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.